From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abby Lee reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn took more than $500,000 from Turkey and tens of thousands of dollars from Russian interests. New documents show he was also warned not to accept payments from foreign governments in 2014. Elijah Cummings, a top Democrat on the House of Representatives Oversight Committee, said his committee has no evidence that Flynn obtained permission from the Secretary of the Army and the Secretary of State to accept any foreign government payments as required by law. One of the documents showed the U.S. Defense Department's Inspector General's office has opened its own investigation into whether Flynn had sought permission to accept the payments. U.S. President Donald Trump says phone conversations Wednesday with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau persuaded him not to withdraw from the country's three-way trade pact, at least for now. He said the NAFTA has been horrible for the U.S. economy.
I like them very much. I respect their countries very much. The relationship is very special. And I said, I will hold on the termination. Let's see if we can make it a fair deal, because NAFTA has been a horrible deal for the United States. It's been very good for Canada. It's been very good for Mexico. But it's been horrible for the United States.
Sitting Thursday alongside Argentinian President Mauricio Macri, Trump said if he's unable to make a fair deal for American workers and companies, he will terminate NAFTA. The U.S. president's softening tone on what is perceived as America's most crucial trade pact is being welcomed. This is VOA News.